Prayer in the name of Jesus. Truly, truly, I tell you, whoever believes on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. John chapter 14 verses 12 to 14. And in that day you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Hitherto have you asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. John chapter 16, 23 to 24. Prayer and Jesus' word. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abides in me, and I in him, the same brings forth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, so shall you be my disciples. John chapter 15 verses 5 to 8. The protocol of acceptable prayer. And when you pray, shall not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when you pray, enter into your closet, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father which is in secret, and your Father which sees in secret shall reward you openly. But when you pray, use not vain repetitions, as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Do not be like they are, for your Father knows what things you need of, before you ask him. Matthew chapter 6 verses 5 to 8. Prayer and the kingdom of God. Therefore after this manner, you are to pray, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done in earth, as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. Matthew chapter 6 verses 9 to 13. Disciples are to pray for their persecutors. You have heard that it has been said, You shall love your neighbor, and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you, and persecute you, that you may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he makes his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and he sends rain on the just and on the unjust. Matthew chapter 5 verses 43 to 45. The privilege to pray for the Father's harvest. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, Jesus was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted, and were scattered abroad, as sheep having no shepherd. Then Jesus said unto his disciples, The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Matthew chapter 9 verses 35 to 38. Prayer and perseverance. And Jesus came unto the disciples, and found them asleep, and he said unto Peter, What, could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray, that you do not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Matthew chapter 26 verses 40 to 42. And Jesus spoke a parable unto them to this end, that man ought always to pray, and not to faint. Saying, There was in a city a judge, which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city. And she came unto him, saying, Avenge me of mine adversary. Luke chapter 18 verses 1 to 3. Prayer and a forgiving heart. And Jesus answering said unto them, Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be you removed, and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he say. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. And when you stand praying, forgive, if you have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father who is in heaven forgive your trespasses. Mark chapter 11 verses 22-26. This is really important. You have to know this. Jesus himself taught his followers how to pray. His way is humble, faith-filled, forgiving, persistent, and always aligned with the will of the Father. Prayer is the lifeline between the believer and the Father, made powerful through the name of Jesus. Jesus taught that prayer must come from abiding in him, believing his promises, forgiving others, and trusting the Father's perfect will. To pray according to his word is to pray according to heaven's will, and such prayer shall not be denied. Those who follow his words will bear much fruit, glorify the Father, and walk in the power he has promised. Pray according to his words, and the Father will be glorified in the Son, for he has spoken, and his word shall not fail.